Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter TruGreen, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. TruGreen is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let TruGreen do your lawn care. Visit TruGreen.com, TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
What is going on, guys? It is your boy Dylan at Thunder Chats coming to you with our presenting sponsor, BetOnline.ag. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With ultimate odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that is capital letters BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Huntzinger at Thunder Chats. We are part of the BLEAV Network, and this podcast is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Now that is out of the way, as you can see, there are four of us. That means we got a quad pod, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in, obviously. So to my every time I'm trying to say to my right, no, to my left, Matt Tierney, Matty Double Dribbles. What up, Tierney?
I'm good. My voice is going to go out in about 35 minutes, so I'm saving it for only the important stuff, which I don't know what that's going to be, but we'll figure it out. I'm good, though. I was excited for the Rising Stars Challenge today. A couple of our guys had some moments. Some of them didn't have some moments either, and that's okay, too. But I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to talk All-Star Weekend with the boys and just happy for what's coming up tomorrow as well.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I feel like whenever I'm trying to navigate the squares, I feel like I'm in the Brady Bunch, like looking at the squares. So yeah. We'll call back there. So underneath Tierney, we got Alex Roy, Alejandro with the fresh cut. What up, Alex?
What up? What up, man? How you doing?
Dude, you're in a fresh location here. I haven't seen you in this one yet, like in this spot.
I mean, this is my when did Alex start paying for light bulbs?
He got the lighting. Yes, Doug. He got the lighting.
Yes, sir. Go, Doug.
Big development. Big development here on the pod.
Now I'm the it used to be Tyranny. Now I'm getting Doug's anger towards me for some reason. But hey, man, times are tough sometimes out here. You got sometimes we got to pay the bills. Sometimes we don't. You know, I was out here by candlelight and by flashlight the last time we potted at night. So hey, man, it is what it is. That's why I do the pot in the car sometimes.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
As the light behind him literally goes out.
Shit.
Shout out Roy for the perfect timing.
The check didn't cash.
Nah.
Oh no.
And also the final member of the unit on the pod to Alex's right, left, and my underneath. We've got Connor, the underscone, three cone, Mr. Hollywood himself. What up, Cone?
Not much, man. Doing good. Shout out to the guys that participated in the Rising Stars game tonight. Shout out the Thunder. They sent me a package of some stuff, which was cool.
Jealous. Jealous.
Crazy package.
So sick.
A Shea All-Star jersey. I got these.
Let's show it on the video.
Do a haul. Do a haul, man. Yeah.
So, yeah. Chucks are kids insane, call it nowadays. Man.
Oh, damn.
Got these. They're small on me. They did not ask my size, but I can get my feet into them, but it's a little tight. So as
throw them in a shadow box, man.
Yeah. Might have to just display them. Let's see. I was playing with this before the pod. We got a Thunder basketball, which is cool. You know, got the Wilson ball, which is good because my other ones I've destroyed playing street ball.
Man,
Joe got the Shea jersey.
Ooh. Nice.
The All-Star himself.
Is that authentic?
Ooh.
Yeah, this is like.
Imagine they sell him a. They send him a fake jersey.
Yeah.
They send him a fake jersey in the thing.
Dylan's like, then, the Thunder are a cheap organization.
It all came in this, like, it's like an All-Star weekend type, like, duffel bag thing with this.
Hell yeah.
Got a little Thunder logo on the zipper.
Acer's colors.
Yeah. And then there was like drip. A little.
Even Shea is jealous.
I got a card somewhere in there too that was just basically like shout out to the Thunder guys that made the All-Star game, and to celebrate that, we sent you a package. So
shout out.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Appreciate the Thunder for sending me that. I was thinking about buying a Shea All-Star jersey. I'm glad I didn't do it before this, because if I had done that, it would have been real awkward when I just had two of them. So
it's tough.
Yeah. Glad I didn't make the decision. But I'm good. You know, Dub hit the game winner in the Rising Stars game. We'll talk about that, I'm sure. The G League team is a super team, apparently. I'm sure we'll go over that as well. But yeah, looking forward to the next couple of days. Feel like it was a good start to All-Star weekend. I had a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, shout out to the OG Alex Bowler Jack in the chat. Guys, we got a few people in the chat. Very nice. We got Corey
Good Friday
Prelia in the way. Friday, so, like, you know, pile in the
what
chat,
up,
man.
What up, fam?
Yeah, if y'all have any questions in the chat, you know, drop them in there. We're going to be doing questions at the end of the pod. We won't just, like, record scratch and answer your question in the middle of the podcast. But, you know, if you have any other questions, you know, drop them in the chat. And we appreciate y'all being here. But, hey, let's dive in, fellas. It is All-Star Weekend. It is a time that is near and dear to my heart specifically. I know Alex, you know, last year, like, you know, we were both geeking out about All-Star Weekend. Like, we love, like, all the even little events. And, you know, me, Alex, and Tierney made our picks in the last podcast and started tonight, Celebrity All-Star Game. We don't got to talk too much about it, but Cone Boy for the Dallas Cowboys, Micah Parsons, a.k.a. Celebrity Game, Zion Williamson, took home the MVP honors. What do you have, 31-16?
Yeah, it was something crazy like that. He was Zion Williamson. Yeah, he was playing like Zion out there. There were a lot of like you had Puka Nacua throwing down like windmill dunks and
Puka
stuff like that.
Puka was nice, bro.
It was crazy. Well. I know CJ Stroud was out there. I think he had like 30 points too. So there were some big time performers. Like we've had years in the past where like guys will come in and like not even attempt a shot, and you're like, what are they doing out there? But I feel like people were going for it this year, which was fun. Also, the like LED court was crazy.
LED court,
I love that.
Insane, bro.
I love that.
Like that part in the fourth quarter where like all the baselines were on fire. Like it literally looked like if you would have stepped on there, it would have burned you. Like
well, they have fire like following players that were like on fire too. Like they're like a trail of flames. Like my dude TJass, Tristan Jass on team Stephen A's team, he was my MVP pick. He probably would have won, but they froze him out at the end of the game. They did not give him the ball back. I'm like, dude, this guy's trying to go for 40. Like they can't stay in front of him, but no. He had some Kyrie Irving type finishes in that game. I was like,
yeah, what? That halftime where everybody was shooting, team Stephen A, like they were just sinking every shot they put up. Like him, CJ Stroud, and who was the other guy for that team that was
he was balling? Like the Olympic high jumper. I don't remember his name.
Oh, John Marco something.
Yeah, because he dunked it at the end of the game also. They were just
a few times.
Yeah, they were just hitting every shot out there. Like the other team could not hit anything, but at halftime they were hitting all the shots to like what is it to so that all their points count for double, like with 5 minutes in the third quarter, something like that. Some weird rules.
They had all kinds of weird rules, man.
They did. They were trying to like explain stuff on the broadcast, and I was so confused. I was like, I'm just going to go along for the ride. We'll see what happens.
Well, they had AJ Wilson on the mic on the sideline, and they was like, yeah, me and Lil Wayne don't really know what's going on. Yeah. I don't think Stephen A really knows what's going on, so we're just trying to help each other.
It's like the coaching rules for who coaches the All-Star game in case of a tiebreaker. They'll, you know, just don't know what the hell is going on.
Doesn't make sense, and it's just made up as they go along. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Alex, we would like to nominate our own Mr. Hollywood three cone for the All-Star game. Yeah, let me tell you, he's getting buckets out there. He's getting buckets.
I appreciate it. Yeah, man. I want to get out there at some point. We'll see. Maybe someday I'll make it out there. But we need the whole unit out there.
Hey, we was undefeated until I broke my face. So
yeah, actually, Dylan probably couldn't be allowed out there because something so graphic would happen. They would have to like cancel the game. It would be so bad.
Micah Parsons just decapitates me.
Yeah, something like that's gonna happen.
Some medical issue.
You're trying to take a charge, and your whole like chest is gonna cave in because you try to take it on like a 300-pound dude.
Yeah, we'll need an ambulance for sure.
Hey, this is kind of a chill podcast. So, I mean, you know, Alex asked, like, you know, for real, like, who we'd like to see in the celebrity game? Like, do you guys have a pick? Like, personally, like, Lil Dicky, you know, the rapper and, like, the actor and everything. Like, he's a hooper, apparently. I want to see him out there because, like, you know, he talks mad crap. Like, he thinks he's really good at basketball. So, I'd like to see it out there. He's also very tall.
I don't know, man. I'm not too hip to the pop culture game, so I really don't know.
Your boy Amwell hit the I think he had a couple threes in this game tonight. So
yeah, I think he did, man. Good for him.
Shout out him. Tierney guy, buddy.
Anuel Doblea.
I want CJ back. I want my MVP to get back in there. CJ Stroud. It's my next year's MVP.
Oh, okay. What about not the MVP?
What about
his MVP?
I want him to be next year's MVP. I want him to come back.
Jeremy wants Elliot Cadeau in there.
Yes.
We got nobody will Elliot know Cadeau's got a lot of work to do.
But Maddie.
Elliot has a lot of work to do.
That's why he's in the celeb game. Cohen, besides yourself, who you want in there?
Put Adam Silver in there. Let's see what he can do. He's doing all this stuff. He's making all these rules, these changes and stuff. Let him go out there and do it.
Did you guys see the NBA AI thing?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
I couldn't use LeetPass on my computer for like 3 weeks, and that's the kind of stuff that they're like working on. It's crazy.
Like
Spider-Man.
The presentation looked cool, but there's way you're just watching a game like, hey, make this game like Spider-Man, and that happens.
There's no way.
There's
no way that happens. That was the most like pre-recorded like stuff I've ever seen in my life. It was so I don't know. It was very cringe when I watched it.
You know, I have an idea. So I don't have a person per se, but I've always wanted to see a quote unquote game featuring the coaches.
Oh.
I'd love to see Mark out there, just see, you know, okay, you're a basketball coach, but let me see how much, you know, how good of a basketball player
Alex.
You are.
They put Mark out there. What's he putting up? And what are they like? Say it's like a Rising Stars format. It's like a game to 40. How many points
Great
Mark
question.
Get you?
Good question.
Man, I see Mark as a – I see him putting up, you know, Giddy stats, man. Bad game, Giddy stats, man.
I think Mark's I think Mark's got the dog in him. I'm seeing him as like a Pat Bev, like lockdown type guy. Wow. He's not going to give you many buckets, but Mark's going to dig in his heels on the defensive end. You know, he's going to
make
coach,
life hell for somebody else.
He's going to tell the coach exactly when
for
to challenge.
The screen every time.
He's got hands on the hips, like squinting up at
squinting
the
up,
at
looking
the
at the screen.
Monitor.
No, yeah, no. Every time the camera's on him and he's dribbling the ball, he's like, yeah. The commentator's like, what's wrong with that guy? What can he not see out there?
Why does he keep looking up?
He looks uncomfortable.
Markiplier. Yeah.
But no, the celeb game was fun. Yeah, it was. Peace out, Bojack. You know, glad you got to hear us talk about the celeb game. But yeah, the celeb game was fun. But you know, the main event for you know tonight and also Thunder fans specifically was the Rising Stars Challenge. Started off with a bang. Team Jalen defeated Team Pow.
It did not start off with a bang. I was a little bit worried that they would get blanked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah, it started out, I think Team Pound went up 9-0.
Yeah, 9-0.
And shout out Jalen Rose's coaching, because he had Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, Benedict Mathurin, Jeremy Sohan, and Walker Kessler out there. So, like, zero spacing at all. And, you know, after they went up 9-0, they called the timeout. They subbed in Jordan Hawkins and Derek Lively, and everything changed for Jeremy Sohan and Walker Kessler. I mean, Chet and Dub, both games, they, you know, put in solid stat lines, you know, kind of contributing in a variety of ways. Benedict Mathurin was very loud in his scoring at the end of the first game, but he probably missed a million shots before that in the first game. He was the Rising Stars MVP, but, you know, I'm kind of burying the lead because also Team Powell. They beat Team Tomika. Team Powell played against Team Detlef, which was the G League team, and that had, of course, Kaysom Wallace for the Thunder. It also had Victor Wembanyama, Brandon Miller, Jabari Smith Jr., Jaime Jaquez, Brandon
Marcinski. I looked at that team, and I was like, ooh, that's a good team.
A lot of people thought that was going to be the team, and I think the NBA wanted to see either Chet and Wemby or Chet and Paolo in the final, and they didn't get either one of them because the G League All-Stars came in there and made all the plays, man. They wanted it more. Alondis Williams went flying on Victor Wembanyama early in the game, and Oscar Tshiebwe just
grabbing every rebound, man. Like, I was like,
That's what he does. That's what he
does. Man, it would be nice.
Yeah, Thunder fans are going to have him in a jersey Photoshop before the night's over.
Yep. It was Andre Drummond, and now it's Oscar Tshiebwe. It's just one after the other.
Natural progression.
Jeremy would love another Kentucky player.
They're both the same age.
Yeah, we know how much Jeremy loves Duke.
Yep. The Oscar Tshiebwe, or not the Oscar Tshiebwe, like the, what was I going to say? The Victor Wembanyama hype for this game was atrocious. Did you guys see the Kaysen, like, steal and then layup where it was like, it was a windmill dunk. Or it was a windmill dunk. I'm sorry. I did not set that up correctly. It was a windmill dunk. And it was like, that was all Chet, or that was all Wemby. That was all Wemby. Like,
he lifted him up.
He provided that entire play right there. It was like, that was basically Case in that play.
He threw him at the pass.
Yeah, the G League guys, they were going at it though. Like you said, Alondis Williams like went straight into Wemby's chest and like finished through him. I mean, part of the Heat's G League team, we already know he's going to have a game where he hits like six threes against the Celtics in the playoffs or something like that. He was going crazy, you know, Mac McClung doing his thing, Matas hitting the game winner over Brandon Miller. I saw a tweet it was like, maybe Brandon Miller really is Paul George because he had a game winner hit over him. So that made sense.
Shout out, Kena.
No, the G League team went crazy though. They were really balling out there and it was cool. You know, it was clear that they really wanted it. They wanted to show what they could do. At the end of the game, there was some weird stuff going on that made me think, okay, they really want like Wemby's team to advance. Like when he grabbed the ball off the rim, one play.
That was very questionable. Yep.
Yeah. So who knows? But, you know, Chet, Dub go on to win. You make it to the championship. Just saying. I saw one person tweet out that Chet was able to win a championship with Jeremy Sohan, and Wemby has less than 10 wins with Jeremy Sohan. So
wrong. Wow. So wrong. Yet so right.
Other weird thing about that game was, you know, you was talking about like the late game antics with Wemby. Wemby got the ball and literally stood under the basket for what felt like 10 seconds. And then Ivan Almanza comes out of nowhere and just like tries to poke at the ball. Wemby goes up and dunks
crazy.
It.
They call it out. It's like, that was crazy. That was a crazy move.
But the other thing is, you know, I think Team Powell was trying to use Team Kaysen as a scapegoat because Wemby, Brandon Miller, Jaime Jaquez, freaking Jabari Smith Jr., like you had three top three picks in that group. And at the end of the game when they were, you know, like it was close and they was trying to, you know, claw back and try to win the game, it wasn't any of those guys that were shooting the ball. It was Kaysen, go save us. Kaysen, go knock down this three. And, you know, to his credit, like when he first checked in, they were down, I think, like 9 points. And he hit two big threes to, you know, kind of bring them back in it. And, you know, of course, he got the windmill. So I get it a little bit. But, like, dude, he's Kaysen Wallace. Like what are we talking about?
You know, hey, this is what I enjoyed is he took the shots.
Yeah.
He took
I mean, he wasn't. Sure? He was clanking a lot of them late, but he took them.
He clanked a lot. Yeah,
it was
he
that
clanked
one
the exact same shot in the yeah. exact same spot yeah. like five times, which was just like tough to see.
Because he started off like 3 of 6 from deep, like he was hitting half of them, and then he just went to that one spot on the left wing, and he just kept bricking him over and over and over again. I was like, oh god, my timeline started. My timeline started flood with like, why is Kaysen Wall selling? I was like, oh god, please, I need Kaysen to hit like one more and seal this. But
yeah.
Kaysen didn't want to meet his brothers in the finals.
No, mm-hmm. He wanted to make sure Wimby lost. He was a double agent.
He was a plant. He was a plant.
I also do think this is. I mentioned this in like the dunk contest debate last podcast, but I do think there's a argument to be had about the fact that like G League players will just play more aggressively than the NBA players that are already in the league in these All-Star games. And so that kind of like doesn't make it totally like if this was a real NBA game and there were stakes on the line, I don't think that G League wins, if I'm being honest. I think like Wembanyama and all of them win. So it's
yeah, there was
still
there
credit
was a
to
play
the G League,
there.
But, there play but that... still like it's a little bit of a like they're not playing their full defense.
Yeah.
Against
the G League. My interest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there was a play there at the near the end of the game where there was a loose ball, and it's a ball that Wemby could have dove on, but he just kind of like.
Have you ever seen Wemby dive on the floor?
Yeah, but I mean, man, to his credit, he's very competitive. Like Wembanyama is very, very competitive, and so you know, in this type of game, you know, it's the last couple points you want to get, you want to come back all the way. And there was a loose ball on the floor, and he was just kind of like batting it around like a cat. Like he wasn't necessarily just diving on it; like he was just batting it around, ooh, trying to get to it. Yeah, you know, trying to bat it to somebody. And the G League people, they ended up getting it, and they ended up. I don't know if it, you know, it ended up in any points or anything, but the G League players did end up getting that possession. And it's just one of those things where NBA players are going to protect their investment, whereas G League players are like, you know, this is my opportunity to show something, you know, and maybe get an NBA contract, maybe get an NBA chance. And so, you know, I think, you know, that's what Tierney was talking about.
Hey, and, you know, like, I just want to give a shout out to Matt McClung because, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, just gives him the credit as being a dunker. Dude's a hooper, man. Like, he's, you know, making shots, driving in, you know, past Wemby, blew by Kaysen a couple times, getting rebounds, like moving the ball, like, he was playing basketball. He's a good basketball player. So, like, let's stop referring to Matt McClung as just a dunker. But, anyways, get to the finals. G League, you know, they're riding the high of beating Team Pal. They're playing Team Jalen. And it was pretty, like, neck and neck there all the way towards the end. And then Team Jalen made all the plays at the end. It put us in position. I think they were down 3. And Jalen Williams, who – like, really felt like he didn't want to really take any shots in this game or, like, in the whole, like, night. Had the ball top of the key. Little dribble, step back, pull up. Money. Ball game. Called game. It was just phenomenal. Amazing. Yep. Hit the three-point celebration. Chet hit it with him. It was a storybook.
We got to ask him what that is. Like, what does he call that?
Well, he just did it one day, and he was like,
three
that's
to
three.
The head. Like, I mean.
Yeah.
You always got to have a name for your celebration.
Mm-hmm. It's like Jalen Brunson has the thing where he puts the three like in front of his mouth.
That's and, so
like,
cold, some, man.
And someone asked him about it, and he was like, I think he was like, someone asked to explain the meaning. He's like, nah, I'm not going to, or something like that. So it's just, maybe it's a mystery.
I think it's just, I think it's just like whatever they did in, you know, AAU or like high school, they just did it and like they kept doing it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just wonder if there's a story behind it. Like, I always loved,
you just started
like,
doing it this year.
Yeah. I always loved like Dirk Nowitzki. And him throwing up the three,
the
but this
three.
Is how Germans throw up three, yeah. Not like this. Germans throw it up
shout
like
out
this.
Inglorious Bastards.
Inglorious Bastards. God, yes. I love that movie. Oh my god.
Iglesia.
Yeah, but yeah, man. I just maybe next time I'll ask him. Maybe hopefully nobody listens to this and takes my question.
Next time you see him in the zoo, make sure you ask him.
Or in the Thunder media room.
Well, hey,
that's where Alex meets J Dubs in the zoo.
He did.
I know, but it's just a regular meeting spot.
Hey, how do you like elephants? And what does this mean?
And also, Giraffes. It's an elephant mating call. But yeah, no, as we said, Benedict Mathurin got the MVP for the Rising Stars game. Not really mad about it. You know, I feel like Chet and Dub, you know, they have more of like an all around thing. Yeah. And I get it. I hope that, you know, that's not just a theme. Like, you know, there's just rewarding the hometown player, like, you know, getting into the All-Star game. Like, if Halliburton earns it, he earns it. But, like, don't just give it to him because it's in Indianapolis. But, and I love Halliburton. So, yeah. I mean, that's kind of all I had to say about All-Star Friday night. You guys got anything to add?
No, man. Just, hey, we got a championship under our belt.
Yeah, yep, we won one. We
got J-Dub has that clutch gene.
No, we got it.
Jalen Rose finally won one, too.
Yeah. Big night for people getting
better. All the Jalens. All the Jalens.
It's just, I mean, here's the thing. Like, yeah, it's true. I was kind of hoping this would be, I mean, he kind of had his coming out party in the Orlando game. But I was kind of hoping that it would be the night where like J-Dub cemented his name for like even next year, you know, for like all-star nomination for next year. Like, and I just think he kind of coasted a little bit, which, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was kind of expecting him to kind of take over and just be that, you know, kind of like how he was in the first two games in the Utah Summer League or the one game he played where he went out there and he was
the
like
one half he played.
Yeah, the one half he was like, yep, I'm an NBA player. You guys are, most of you guys are not. And I'm going to show you and that's it. I'm gone. See y'all. So. I was kind of hoping he was going to do that tonight, but you know, he coasted. He played when he had to. He played hard when he had to, and you know, it is what it is. We won. Woo!
Especially since some of these guys that were out there made the U.S. U.S. camp invites or whatever, and he didn't for whatever stupid reason. So like, yeah, I'm kind of with you. I was shocked. It felt like he was just kind of playing around out there a little bit. Like, you know, he wasn't trying to go hard. He's just, you know, messing around, trying some stuff, throw some lobs to Derek Lively.
Yeah, he was throwing hella lobs in that first game. Like, momentum going, and then he was like, I'm just going to throw a bunch of lobs and see what happens. And then the momentum built. He had that one lob where he, like, picked up the ball low and, like, swung it over the top of the defense and then lobbed it up to Derek Lively. I think that was for the first points of the game for the team. But, yeah, he was a lob factory out there, which was cool. Yeah, thought he would be a bit more aggressive, but clearly he was just kind of hanging out there, you know, didn't want to get hurt or anything like that. And it's okay. He'll be doing kind of similar stuff in the All-Star game next season. So
here we go. Derek Lively is huge. I didn't realize how big he is.
Yeah.
Gets those lobs.
I'm very upset that you can wear black masks now, and we were robbed of the opportunity to see Lou Dort in a black mask or Jalen.
Russell Westbrook in a black mask.
Yeah, or Russell Westbrook in the black mask. It's like, if we're bringing back black masks, can we bring back the ninja headbands? Like, I mean, bring fun back, man. Let's have fun with it.
Also, I'm still shout mad out, those are gone.
Yeah. No, it's terrible, man. Shout out Casey Wallace rocking the shooting sleeve tonight. Maybe don't rock it if that's how you're going to shoot.
It's not great, yeah. Not a great start.
But, I mean, it was a great start. It was a horrible finish.
Yeah, not a great opening game, I should say.
There you go.
Hey, he's saving it for us. He's got to have Shea and Dub on the other end of those passes to knock them down. So I understand. It's cool.
So I do want to ask y'all something. I want to go back to the celebrity game.
Oh,
should there be a tier for athletes and then a tier for non-athletes? Because look,
Jennifer Hudson was never in this game, by the way.
I understand basketball. I understand. You know, basketball is basketball. Like, if you're a football player, doesn't guarantee that you're going to be a good basketball player. I 100% get that. But if you're a football player, you're an athlete. For the most part, you can run. For the most part, you can, you know, do a lot of things. And so, and you have maybe some other characteristics to you. Either you're tall, you're big, you're strong, whatever. You have endurance, whereas maybe a celebrity doesn't necessarily have endurance. And so, I don't know. I always thought maybe there should be like a athlete category and then a, you know, non-athlete category.
They should split them up into two teams. Have the athletes play the celebrities.
No, they should not do that. That would be horrible.
I want to see. I want to get on
Indycat. That would be That would be the dream.
I want to get on BetOnline.
That would be bad.
I want to go on BetOnline.ag and I want to see what's the point spread of that game. 51 points.
Yeah, it's like plug. Micah, CJ Stroud, Natasha Cloud, I know was out there. Like, have like all the athletes like go out
Puka
there.
Nakua.
Yeah, Puka,
Nicole Hardman. Which, by the way, shout out his jersey. It was Mr. Walk-off. Yeah, Mr. Walk-off. Nicole
Hardman. I didn't even notice that.
Great jersey name.
Good call, Alex. We should totally have the athletes go up against only celebrities. That sounds good.
Yes, I agree, Alex. Great idea. Let's bring it to Alden Silver.
Screw it. Athletes versus coaches. Let's go.
Hey, I mean, dude, like NBA, college, pickup, no matter what level of basketball you have, like there's always going to be players that are a lot better than other players on the floor. So I don't really see an issue with it. I think it's fun. But,
I don't know. It's whatever. It's a whatever game.
I mean, I just wish I knew more of the people out there.
I felt so old. I said this last podcast, but I felt so old this game.
Like, I recognized a few of them, but a lot of them, I was like, are we stretching the word celebrity?
I just knew athletes. That's it. Knew all their athletes.
Like, is AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys really considered a celebrity right now? Like,
he was playing?
Yeah, he was in. He didn't play much, but he was in, I think, on like the second quarter.
I mean,
quarter.
His back probably hurt. Of course he wasn't playing much.
Savage. I love it. All right. With that, we are going to take a break. On the other side of the break, we are going to have a top moments of the first half of the season draft. And good luck fitting that on a graphic, Tierney.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
And we're back on the other side of this break. Top moments for the first half of the NBA season for the Oklahoma City Thunder picking draft. Sorry, I was just throwing a bunch of words in there. So, I think the fairest way to do this, fellas, anytime that we do something like this, I always go to random number generator. I will share my screen as, you know, I've been accused of cheating. So
you have been.
We're not going to let that happen.
Even if you show it, if I don't get like a pick that I like, I'm still going to accuse you of cheating. So
it makes sense.
Yeah.
Can you guys see?
I always end up getting the first pick, but anyways.
All right. Well, just for that, Alex, you're going first. This is for you right here. Ready?
Sure.
I don't even know.
Two.
Big dude.
Okay. That's Chet. Right. Chet was number two, so I'm good.
All right. Tierney, this is you. We can't let Cone get number one because he's already going to win. We can't handicap him. Tierney gets the number one pick.
That's not good at all. That's not good at all.
Oh, I love it. All right, Kevin, this is for you, man. Pressure. Three or four? Four. Okay, so I get the three.
Okay.
Very nice. Whoa. That was trippy.
Okay.
All right, so first pick, Tierney. We will be doing this snake style. So it will go Tyranny, Alex, me, Cone, and then Cone, me, Alex, Tyranny, and Tyranny, Alex, me, Cone. We are each drafting three moments. We're going to see who can come up with the best conglomeration of moments.
Okay. I think I've got a good strategy in mind. I don't know if I'm. The fact that I'm remembering moments is a big win for me.
This can be a performance. This can be a single play. This can be a single game. It can even be just sentimental to you. So, any kind of moment.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jared.
I want to preface all this by commemorating myself because I remembered enough moments to rank them. I'm so bad at this. I'm so like, as soon as you all say, hey, remember this moment? I'm going to be like, yeah. And then it's like, that was so much better than the moment I remembered. So I'm excited for that. Super pumped. So the one moment I thought of that's the best so far in my brain that I'm just going to have to go number one with. And I don't know if it's number one, but it's just the number one in my brain right now is the Chet 3 to tie the Golden State Warriors game when we went to overtime. Yeah. So
that's a great one.
That's the best one I have. Again, I have no clue. There could be like a million other ones out there that everyone else.
That probably would have been my number one pick, man. So that was.
I'm glad to hear that. But you know, who knows? I have no idea. That's just I don't trust my own brain to remember these things. So that's my number one, and I'm gonna go with it. So.
Good pick,
It's very nice.
The Chet buzzer beater to tie it and win to the Warriors, who aren't actually that good anymore, but you know, it's still good in the moment.
Hey, they're playing really well right now. We'll take that.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Tell you how frazzled I am. I completely forgot about that happening. So that sets up expectations for this.
That's draft. Huge for me. That's huge for me. I don't get many of those.
Tony, are you keep track of these? You want me to keep track of them?
I got them.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, great pit. Great start to Ernie. Alex, what do you got?
I'm going to go with, let's see. So I'm going to go with the SGA game winner in Denver.
That
was a good one. Good one.
That moment was awesome because number one, that was one of the teams that, you know, I think after that game, not necessarily the fear, but like after that game, we kind of figured out how to beat those types of teams. You know, we kind of exercised a little bit of a demon after they completely cold cocked us there at the, in the first home game of the season. And so, you know, that was a game where we were down the entire game. Like literally the only time we were up was whenever Shea hit that shot. And just, you know, Trey Mann's reaction to that shot was just the best thing ever. Like he knew Shea got to his spot and he knew that shot was going in 100%. And so, yeah, that's my my number one moment.
It's a very nice one.
It's a good one.
Very nice one. I am actually not going to go with a game winner for my moment. I'm going with a game at number three. I'm going with dang, I thought it would have the date. Okay, yeah. Is that the date? Yeah, okay. January 2nd, 2024, we played the Boston Celtics in OKC. Mm-hmm. And this was like our signature win of the season. This is when we were like, we started off on a crazy streak. We, you know, beat the number one team in the NBA at that point. Shea and Jalen Williams were huge. Or Shea was huge in the beginning of the game. Jalen Williams was huge at the end of the game. Actually made a couple buckets on Jason Tatum. Like, it was our true coming out party for this year in the NBA. Like, everybody, every NBA talk show, every NBA, like, Twitter account, every NBA article was talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder are here to stay. So, that is going to be my moment, the coming out party against Celtics.
All right. So, I got back-to-back picks now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can guess one of them.
Can you? We'll see.
I can.
First one I'm going to go with is the second game of the season, the final 2 minutes against the Cavaliers, the 10-point comeback at the beginning of the year. You know, we had that first game, we blew out the Chicago Bulls. The next game, we play a great Cleveland team. We're losing. It's like, damn, okay, you know, it's tempering expectations a bit. And then the final 2 minutes, everything goes our way. Clutch play after clutch play after clutch play by Dub and Dort and Shea. Everything goes our way. We go ahead and get the win. And Chet, too. Chet finished that game, I think, with like 7 blocks going up against Evan Mobley. That was a statement to me. If people want to know, like, what are the Thunder going to look like this season? Game 2 of the year against now one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. At that point, they were fully healthy, pretty much, just going ahead and knocking them off in game 2, like, huge performance. That one, to me, it was the moment where I was like, we might be even better than I was expecting this season. So that one comes to mind for me. And the second one is the brand new Mom Made Pizza Rolls moment, where you've got Chet, Shea, and Dub screaming. It was the Chet dunk, right? It was the and one dunk against the Golden State Warriors. They're all screaming, you know, pounding each other's chests. And that was the moment where it's like, this is the big three, kind of. Like, that had kind of been established, but that felt like a moment that, like, kind of put the league on notice and set it in stone that these are the three core guys for the future. So I'm going to go with the Cavs, you know, final 2 minutes that win in game 2 of the season, and then the brand new Mom Made Pizza Rolls moment. That's what I'm going with.
Very nice. I love that. All right, for mine. So the Cavs was actually going to, like, it was in consideration for my first pick. So that's a very good one. Okay. For mine, I'm going to go with a series of moments, overtime against the Golden State Warriors on November 18th. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander had 10 points in overtime, including a mid-ranger over Aaron Wiggins. The very next possession, blocked a Steph Curry three.
Dog.
Yes, Andrew. Sorry. God, I've conditioned myself to say Aaron Wiggins anytime I think about Wiggins. So
that's fair.
Knocks down the midi over Andrew Wiggins. Very next possession, blocks a Steph Curry three-pointer, leading to a run-out layup. Curtains and drench for everybody that hates. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander ended with 46-6, 2 blocks, 2 steals, 10 points in overtime. MVP moment if I've ever seen one.
That was one I thought about for my pick. Good pick, Dylan. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, sir. Thanks, sir. All right, Alex, back to you, sir.
I'm going to kind of stick with that theme, you know, with the Warriors.
And a lot of Warriors hate.
Well, I mean, yeah, because, I mean,
the Warriors games were nuts.
They were nuts. Early.
Like,
they were
nuts early. Like, you had one blowout win that we had, and then that win, like, you – I mean, you could kind of say, hey, that was the Isaiah Joe, you know, 7-for-7, 7-for-8, 3-point shooting game. Mm-hmm. But the same one you're talking about, but the reason we got into overtime, so it wasn't that game, but the one at home, the reason we got into overtime was the 3 free throws by Chet. And those were ice cold free throws. Those were ice in his vein type free throws. No hesitation. Like, he went to the free throw line like he was almost sleepy. And he just went up there and sank all 3 of the free throws. So that moment to me was one of the best moments. And I think that was one of his best games of his career so far.
I like it. I like it. All right, Tierney.
I'm going to pass.
2 of them. You get 2, Tierney.
What?
You can't pass 2 gonna, picks.
Not only I'm can gonna, you not pass, you have to pick twice.
Bro, I can't think of another one. I had one. I had a second one before we started, and then I was typing all this stuff out, and I was like, it left my brain. So I have no idea. Like I said, I'm not good at remembering stuff at all. So
that's so funny because before we stopped doing post gamers, you literally did almost all the post gamers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's
tyranny with the rare double pass.
Here, I'll, double pass. I want you guys to cook these because I'm enjoying this a lot.
See, I'll say I don't think these will make the draft, but like I lob them to Tierney for his picks because like they are sentimental to me and to us, but like I don't think they'll make the draft. Tierney, your first one is the Trailblazers game that we saw live where we saw.
Oh, that was it. That was history. That was it.
Damn it. That was one of my picks.
That was the other one. Dylan, I swear to God, that was the other one. 62
point win, man.
Dylan, yeah, I swear that was the other one I was thinking of and I forgot it. Thank you for Yep.
Hey, we're the new Cohen and Jerry, man. We're in sync like that.
Strike that one from my list. It.
That's the I'm only sorry, one I had though.
Same Alex, same thing. Let me go do that real quick.
Well just prepare yourself because he's gonna throw out another one. So here we go.
You know what I was gonna do? You know what I was gonna do before I forgot the 62 point win? I was gonna say the Magic game we're all at. Yes. That's
6-1 from Shea, dude.
It was
Topic it's Thunder fan.
It had the and-one record, but it felt like a cop-out, so I didn't do it.
No, Topic Thunder fan event. That's a good one.
Yes.
Yes.
Phenomenal time.
There we go.
And good job, Tierney. TT fan event. Like, both by Dylan.
That was you.
That was all you. Great. Take my name off of it.
That was all you.
Nope.
Credit.
We're going to do that. All right.
Alex, now that those phenomenal picks have been taken away from you.
I'm going to say it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. The win in Dallas after allowing the 30-0 run by the Mavs for them to go up by like eight.
Wow.
Like 4 or 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
A win. There's no way we should have won that game.
There's none. Like, I don't know.
It's crazy to see it even written out here.
We forgot how to ball, you know, in that game after the middle part of the third quarter. And, you know, into the middle part of the fourth quarter, like it was bad.
So bad.
And yeah, for Dallas, and this happened in Dallas. So for Dallas to have all the momentum heading into the final 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, and for us to kind of like, you know, completely calm our nerves, like we had no timeouts. Like, this was not a situation where Mark could take timeouts. Mark literally wasted all his timeouts during that 30-0 run. And so, you know, just calming our nerves, getting back into the game and, you know, doing the necessary plays to win that game was crazy, man. Cause it was a vintage Luka game. Like, he had like a 40-point triple double in that game and we still came out on top. So yeah. To me, that's one of the memorable moments of this season.
Yeah, that was a wild freaking game, man.
Yeah, it was.
Absolutely nuts. All right, my last pick. This is gonna feel like there's like hate involved, but it's really just because it's so funny and because I had so much joy when it was happening in the moment. So we played the Minnesota Timberwolves in Minnesota. Shea hits a step back 3-pointer to put us up 2. A couple other things happen. Isaiah Joe makes 2 free throws to put us up 3 with 6.1 seconds left. Lou Dort fouls the 3-point shooter because would it be a Thunder game if a Thunder player didn't foul 3-point shooter? Shout out Casey Wallace tonight in the Rising Star Challenge. Fouls Anthony Edwards at the line. He doesn't miss 1. He doesn't miss 2. Man,
great moment.
He misses the intentional miss on the 3rd. Misses 3 straight free throws to give Dub the chance to ice the game.
Not just misses the 3rd. He doesn't even hit the rim. Like, it's a violation.
Misses the intentional miss to try to get the rebound back. Like, it was one of the most fun nights I've had on Twitter in a very long time.
That was not a fun night.
The Wolves fans have not recovered.
Ugly ass game.
I had fun with it, though. It was fun.
The outcome was fun.
Yes. All right, Cone, round us off, man. Make us feel shame for the picks that we missed.
Nah, man. I think y'all got pretty much everything. There's a couple things I'm taking a look at here at the end, but I think I'm leaning one way. I'm just going to look through our schedule real quick. I just pulled it up to make sure there aren't any games I'm missing, but I think I'm just going to go with this. I'm going to go with these past 2 games, Dub scoring 30-plus twice in a row, first time in his career. He's had back-to-back 30-point games, and it feels like it's putting him on the map a little bit. You know, and towards the end of that other 30-point game, I guess this is a moment you could talk about, but, you know, Shea telling the Magic fans to go home kind of thing was funny.
Yes.
But yeah. Dub, like, showing up in a huge way in both of those games, going absolutely crazy. You know, we don't really beat Sacramento that often, blew him out. You know, Dub going up against Paolo, who we lost to in Rookie of the Year voting. And keep in mind, Dub didn't get a single first place vote in the entire Rookie of the Year race. And he went out there on national television and was arguably the best player on the court for a majority of the night. He was a monster. And I think games like that are really putting him on the map, because I feel like I've been seeing a lot of people talk more and more about Jalen Williams. And I mean, he's inching his way closer to 20 points per game. So yeah, I'm going to go with Dub scoring 30 plus the past 2 games, close to a triple double too. I think in the Kings game, he was close to a 30-point triple double. Like, he was insane. So yeah, I mean, just big time moments and, you know, stepping up. Shea's been doing it for us all season, but Dub continues to be that second guy for us. So want to give him some love there.
Yeah. And we kind of talked about it on the last podcast, but like, they're really starting to learn how to play off of each other, like, perfectly. And if that, like, this is just year, like halfway through year 2 for Jalen Williams, and like halfway through year two playing in a completely different role than he did last season. And if they really figure this out and like it's sustainable, like it's going to be scary, scary hours for the league.
Yeah. It's crazy because like, I feel like coming into the season, I saw a lot of people say, because Dub is a bit of an older, like sophomore than some players, they're like, oh, I don't know how high his ceiling is and all this type of stuff. Like people weren't talking about him as if he like should have gotten a bunch of first place votes for rookie of the year. Paolo ended up being the winner, but Dub should have at the very least gotten some love for it. And he didn't really get any love. He came into the season. And I mean, like you said, we talk about the fourth quarter stuff that he wasn't doing last season. We've trusted him with way more. We said, hey, go be our lead scorer at the beginning of the fourth quarter as a second year player, like go do that, go produce and keep us afloat while maybe the MVP of the league is on the bench. And I mean, the fact that he's done that, he's been the most efficient fourth quarter scorer for a majority of the season so far. It's just ridiculous stuff. It's not stuff you're supposed to see from a second year player, especially not a guy who, you know, he wasn't a top five pick. He wasn't a top 10 pick. He's way outperforming what I think a lot of people envisioned for him. And he's, I don't know, he's ridiculous.
Yeah. And speaking of Dub and his ridiculousness, glaring omission by all four of us, not a single person put his game winner against Portland on here. Which, yeah, you know, maybe it's because it was against Portland, but I mean, still, game winner.
Honestly, kind of forgot that was a game winner game. That game to me is a fever dream. That one doesn't even feel like it happened.
Yeah, that was a hey, we got the win. Let's forget about this game.
Yeah, I just thought it was cool because it was in the exact same spot that Shea hit the game winner against Portland the year prior. And yeah. Like, I posted the side by side on Twitter. It looks identical. It's amazing.
Yeah, all right, one of those games. I mean, they tried to protest it, so did it really even happen is the question.
Yeah, yeah. Well, rumor has it we're actually replaying it at the end of the season. So, like, you know, after 82 games, like, hold on to your playoff seeding. It might change a little bit.
We'll do it after the parade. Afterwards, we'll just go suit up.
Yes, absolutely. So, guys, this is our best Thunder Moments draft. We'll put out some kind of graphic, maybe just like, you know, the text of like the picks. Let us know who you think wins this.
I got something better up.
Yeah, there you go.
This was a competition?
Yes, man. Everything's a competition.
I have a couple shout out moments. The synchronized.
Oh, now you Euro do. Step. Now you have a
couple.
Okay.
Now he's got him.
Now, I was thinking about him because I didn't know if we had more rounds coming up. So I was like, going back on the Twitter mode. So synchronize Euro step. No, I don't. Synchronize Euro step was one. And then J-Dub mouthing MVP in Shea's post-game interview were the other two.
Oh, all the post-game interviews.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them are
the
great.
The return of the post-game interviews.
Yeah, they're all gold. I love him.
Bro, the one where he's making all the faces, just like not saying anything, just making a bunch of facial expressions.
I mean, that's every single one at this point. It's J-Dub always
best,
makes a face.
The best ones are when when Jalen, like J-Dub and J-Will are on opposite sides of each other.
They talk across the guy.
Or they're mouthing to each other because they don't want to necessarily just, you know, verbally talk, across. And so, like, you see a lot of their eye gestures and a lot of their, like, you know, nonverbal cues. That's hilarious, man. Especially whenever you do the video and you close in on that. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, Tierney's caption on that last one where it was like, wait, where's Wiggs? And so I was like, get your
ass over
here.
Yep. Get your ass here now.
That's amazing. I love it.
So my honorable mention is the fact that we're starting to get haters in the league. Like Anthony Edwards. Yeah, Anthony Edwards just completely like hating on SGA and everything that he does and, you know, how he plays the game. And even, you know, even whenever his coach made the All-Star game, the one thing he said was, oh, you know, we're going to tell Shea that that mid-range stuff is out the way, you know, threes and dunks and that's it. Mm-hmm. He's living in his head rent-free, man. Like SGA doesn't say anything about Anthony Edwards, but Anthony Edwards is always looking to say something about Shea. So that's number one. And then number two, just kind of like the budding rivalry between Chet and Wimby. Not necessarily a personal rivalry, but just something that I think our ascension, and this is a good thing, you know, for basketball, is going to push his, you know, his development forward, because we are that goal that he wants to reach. You know, our ascension as quickly as it has been is probably what he wants to do in the next 1 to 2 years, and to see the Spurs, you know, close to where the Thunder are now. So just seeing those rivalries kind of brew and kind of bubble is something fun and something good, I think.
Yeah, and Chet has still never lost to Victor Wembanyama.
Still hasn't.
And also has never lost to G-Leaguers. So shout out Chet Holmgren. I forgot to mention in my Anthony Edwards missing the free throws pick. Immediately after the game, he goes and complains about not getting calls. It's like, bro, what are we doing here? Like, after a loss where you miss those free three throws, you just can't do that. Like, read the room, man. Read the room. All right, Phyllis.
Oh, or send the tape. Send the video.
Send the video. Send the video. Absolutely. Guys, as we mentioned, we have the All-Star Weekend going on. Obviously, Shea will be participating in the
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All-Star game on Sunday. As I sent to the group chat,
Joe is still not participating in the three-point contest.
He's not there. Count.
That's a travesty to me, man.
Got to do better, man.
I'm doing everything I can. They dropped the news mid-trade deadline to distract us from the fact that they did not put him in that. That's my theory. Tough. They knew I wouldn't take it well.
So horrible.
Yeah.
They didn't know how Hollywood you were. Maybe now you're Hollywood enough you can get it to pass.
The goal is to get as much recognition as possible just so I can get Isaiah Joe into the three-point contest.
Hey, influencer.
That's all what it's been for.
Influence.
That's part of
we
it.
We need you to influence.
Every video from now until next year will only be about Isaiah
Joe. Only Isaiah Joe. Yep. Only Isaiah Joe.
That'll be the only thing you get from me on YouTube, on Twitter.
Thank you.
It's only Isaiah Joe.
At the end of the video, it's your brother looking sad because every time we mention him, he has to be like, yeah, the 76ers let him go.
Shout out, Ryan.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Shout out.
Yeah, no, so I sent to y'all in the group chat earlier, it's a happy All-Star Weekend. Placed a 47-cent four-leg parlay on All-Star Weekend because when you have 47 cents, why not? But, you know, me, Alex, and Tierney, we made our picks on Tuesday. Cone. Curious to hear your picks for All-Star Saturday night. Skills Challenge, what are you thinking, man?
Let me pull up the participants so I make sure I don't forget anybody because I need to go over this.
I had this up earlier.
I can tell you Skills Challenge. You got the number one picks.
I got it. I got it pulled up, I think.
Too slow.
Does this not have the Skills Challenge participants on here?
I got you.
Okay, now you got me.
Anthony Edwards, Victor Wembanyama, Paolo Banchero, team number one picks. You have You have the team all-stars, which is Trey Young, Scotty Barnes, and Tyrese Maxey. Sorry. So you get to reenact the Scotty Barnes, Tyrese Maxey awkward hug again.
They have a team. Two of those guys are also replacements. Who else was on the team at first?
I don't think they announced it until like afterwards. I didn't even know the rosters were out until we started potting on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then the last one was Team Pacers, and I'm pretty sure it's Haliburton, Mathurin, and Miles Turner.
I mean, number one pick sounds like a good bet. You know, there was no Wemby in the championship tonight. I think he's going to be motivated. I'm going to go with the number one picks. I think they're the obvious pick, but other than maybe like the hometown team, definitely the underdog, I would say, is Scotty, Maxey, and Trey, I feel like. But I'm going to go with the number one picks. I'm going to go with them.
See, I picked the All-Stars just because, like, I think that in between the shooting, the actual, like, relay
playmaking,
thing, and the passing, yeah, like, yeah. I think they've
that,
I think
that
they're
is
the
true.
Most well-rounded group.
That's fair. I'm going to go with the top picks. I'm going to stick with that. I think Wemby gets one dub on All-Star weekend.
But I do think
the NBA will make sure.
Yeah, but I do think that Anthony Edwards is on that team, and I do think one of the shots is a free throw shot. So,
Oh no,
his worst nightmare.
We continuously be taking shots. All right, 3-point shootout.
Okay, I got that one pulled up. Mm-hmm. I still think there's a chance that Isaiah Joe comes out of the back with like a steel chair and
that'd be
him.
By God, enters. Is that Isaiah Joe's music?
Exactly. And he enters himself, but assuming he doesn't, I know Cat's won before. Haliburton like feels like, you know, it's the hometown guy. I'm gonna go with Jalen Brunson.
Let's go, Cone.
I'm gonna say Brunson gets
on the same page.
I'm gonna say Brunson gets it done. He just feels like a guy that would go out there and hoop. You know, spoil the if I've got to pick, what do they have? Like three finalists at the end. It's like the last three people. I'm gonna say it's Tyrese, Brunson, and Karl Anthony Towns. I'm gonna say it's the three of them at the final.
Tyrese and Kat were in the final last year, so I like it. All right, Sabrina versus Steph.
Sabrina.
Yes, let's go. Yep. Let's go. She's the best to ever do it off the rack, man.
I think she's going to knock Steph off.
She's the GOAT.
Steph's
the GOAT.
A fraud.
Caitlin Clark is the GOAT. I already said that.
Caitlin Clark is OG. I mean, she's awesome.
No, she's not. She's new G.
I'm going with Sabrina. I think Sabrina is going to get the win. I think she's gonna showcase that Steph's been the last time we saw Steph do like kind of a one-off 3-point shooting thing, not like part of the 3-point contest, was in 2016 when he was doing that half court shot for charity and he kept bricking over and over again. So I'm gonna say we get a call back to that, and I'm gonna say Sabrina grabs this win.
They were like, everybody grab a ball and take a shot. We've got to give them this money.
Yeah, he's like, they pulled him out of the crowd wearing jeans, and they're like, shoot a shot for charity. And he's like, oh, God, okay.
That shot that he hit a couple nights ago from the tunnel was crazy.
Full court tunnel shot. Swish.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
That thing looked like a field goal, a 50-yard field goal kick. Like, it had like it the
bent in there.
Yeah, bent and everything. It was crazy.
Yeah, absolutely wild. All right, dunk contest, Con.
You be careful with this one.
Be careful.
And it's not Obi Toppin.
With this one.
It's Jakob. Jakob Toppin.
Be careful with this one.
Do not smirch the name of Jakob Toppin.
I think Jaime is underrated. I don't know if y'all have seen the clip of him in that dunk contest in high school. Crazy dunks from Jaime Hawkins.
Yeah?
He's underrated. Mac is, of course, the defending champ. I'm not feeling too optimistic about Jaylen Brown. I can't lie. Like he's got some power to his dunks. I just don't think he's going to pull up the crazy stuff. Jakob Toppin is very interesting from the dunk mixtapes that I've seen.
Yes,
but I'm gonna go Jaime Jaquez.
Yes,
I'm gonna say Jaime does. I'm gonna say Jaime does something crazy, and he goes ahead and grabs the win. No, I think everybody's sleeping on him. You know, Mac McClung is like the high flying champion at the moment. Jakob Toppin's got all this bounce. I don't think people realize how good Jaime is. I'm gonna go with him. I'm going to say he wins.
We just need an NBA player to win. That's all we need.
See, I'm going with the hot take. I don't think there's an NBA player in the final. I think it's both the G League guys.
We need an NBA player to win.
The final.
No. I mean, Mac was crazy last year. I feel like he's got
to be the favorite.
He's insane. So
oh, yeah.
I think
think he's a NBA player.
I think he's, if I had to go just strictly based off my head, I'd probably go with Mac to repeat, but I'm going with my heart and I'm going to say Jaime gets it done.
Yes.
I'm going with Jacob. Yeah, I'm so tired of, like, you know, Jaylen Brown is in this and they're like, oh, star power back in the dunk con. Like, no one is thinking about Jaylen Brown and dunks. Like, those two things don't go together.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Anyway. It's a step forward. It's a step in the right direction, but it's not what we wanted.
Yeah, we're gonna get Casey Wallace on there next year. Don't worry, he's gonna save us.
Hey, if he keeps pulling those windmills out,
save us, Casey. We need you,
man. We need you, Casey.
All right, I like it. All right, fellas, we asked for some Twitter questions, and we got a couple, so I'm gonna pull them up here.
Are we not gonna hear Cone's predictions for All Star Game?
Oh, yeah, All Star Game. Yeah, who wins?
And that other event that happens.
I apologize.
The other thing that happens in the All Star break.
I think the West's gonna win. I think the West is just better. An All Star Game MVP. You know, I want to say Shea. I don't know if Shea really cares that much, to be honest. Like
married man, like. He's ready to start his honeymoon.
Yeah, shout out Shay just awoken out of nowhere.
Yeah, just
soft launch on Instagram.
Yeah, in a photo dump, he's just like, oh yeah, also I'm married.
In like the seventh picture.
All right,
no child of mine is going to be born into an unwed mother.
I think this part of me feels like LeBron's going to go really try hard.
It feels like LeBron. It just feels like LeBron.
It does kind of feel like LeBron, yeah. But who else?
Tyrese
is interesting, but I think the West is gonna win, so I'm not gonna pick him because I think he's gonna be on the losing team.
Yeah.
D Book feels like a guy that will go crazy. You know, Steph always does stuff. Steph's coming off the bench too, so he might be like, oh, I gotta show them I'm still a starter, yeah, kind of guy. Anthony Edwards feels like a player that could take this really seriously and go crazy.
Yeah, because there's hardly any three throws
shots
in
everywhere.
I'm gonna go with Steph. Actually, you know what? That's boring. I'm gonna go with Devin Booker.
Nice.
I think that's less boring.
Make it exciting.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm sorry. I just saw this on
over that Devin Booker vote.
No. I just saw this on Twitter. So at halftime of the celebrity game, Tristan Jasmine over and shook Kelsey Plum's hand. Oh, yeah. And she said, pass the ball, bro. He quote tweeted it and said, I have more assists at halftime than she averaged her whole last season and more assists at halftime than her whole career average. You pass the ball.
Which is crazy because the clip, it was like so – it seems so clearly like a joke. Yeah. And he's like going – crazy at it. He had a tweet under it too that said, I was just trying to be nice and show some love. It is what it is, with three shrugging emojis. Like,
that doesn't seem like he was trying to be nice.
No.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, that's got some fun personality too. So yeah, that's insane. But yeah, no, I don't even remember. Tierney, do you remember our pick for MVP? I thought it was Curry, right?
I'd have to listen back. I didn't think it was Curry.
I went Homer pick, right?
Yeah, you and Shay. I don't remember where we went.
My heart says Shay 100%, but
I didn't pick Shay for sure.
It's tough. The 3-point contest is like guys chucking threes and, you know, scoring a bunch of points, and I feel like Shay is not really going to do that. So I don't know. It's the same thing with like Luka feels like a pick, but every year he has really not cared about the All-Star game at all. So
yeah, we didn't pick him for sure.
Yeah, same with Jokic.
Yeah,
It might have been Curry. I'd have to listen.
Steph makes sense.
Yeah, Giannis last year won the tip off, scored real quick. Or I think he fouled somebody immediately and then went off the floor. So that's always fun. But all right,
in
now,
the YouTube comments, say who you think is the All-Star pick.
Yeah, do that. Please
MVP
do that.
Pick.
All-Star game MVP. Yes. All right, so we had literally a couple questions on Twitter tonight. We didn't give much leeway on the time. We said we were recording pretty quickly. So just got a couple questions here. So shout out at Money Mike Cooper says, do you think Shea takes home All-Star Game MVP? I think he does go for it, and it might help him get some MVP votes.
Mm.
I did go back and look at what Shea did last year because I remember the outrage that we had about him not playing much at all. And then whenever he was in, it was when Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum was just playing king of the court. And he had, I think, 9 points in 10 minutes. So, you know, he got some buckets out there. I think he was 4 or 5. He hit a 3. So, you know, he's taking some shots. I remember he had like 4 or 5 assists because like 3 of them was to Pascal Siakam, and everybody was like, oh, Pascal's coming to OKC. Mm-hmm. So I think he cares a little bit. And, you know, we know that LeBron blocked him. And he's like, you know, I got something for him next time. We don't get to see it in the All-Star game because he's on the same team. But, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if Shea got MVP because, like, he has that potential. But it's like Cone said, does he care enough?
Yeah, I don't know. He just doesn't feel like a guy that's going to go too crazy for it. Like, he's focused on the playoff run and everything. I mean, I could see him chucking up some shots, and if he starts hitting them, you know, maybe he keeps shooting. But I don't know. It just feels like, you know, Steph's going to go out there and hit like 30-foot threes left and right, or Book's going to pull up a bunch. Kevin Durant is a guy I thought about too. I could see him just shooting a lot. I don't know. LeBron, it just feels like Shea's probably not going to take it that seriously. So
quick odds from betonline.ag. Steph is plus 700 with Tyrese. Giannis is actually in the lead with plus 650. Luka's plus 800. LeBron is plus 900. And then Shea is plus 1,000. So he is currently six in that odds voting right now.
What do they know?
What do they know?
They know something.
Why would they do that? AG. Why would they do that? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean,
is the lead.
It'd be fun to see because, you know, you have the, like you said, kind of like maybe he comes out there and just knocks down a bunch of shots. Like, I think the year that Russ won MVP, whenever he hit like 5 or 6 threes in like the third quarter, and he made that one, he's just like, I need to see a moment like that from Shea in the All-Star game. I want to see Shea talk some crap in the All-Star game. Like, I was intoxicated from the go home. Like, I want to see more of the heel turn Shea.
We'll see some of that Benedict Mathurin energy from tonight.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Did you guys see that sequence from Benedict Mathurin where the two passes he made? Where it was like, mm-hmm. one of them was from like full court. I don't remember what he did, but the other one was like behind the back for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah. One thing I do want to say,
too.
I want to say, so I tweeted out, and this is kind of a recap of what Benedict Mathurin's experience was like in the first game. He scored 18 of the team's 40 points, beefed with Jaden Ivey, lost a bet with Powell at the free throw line for $25,000. He said to him, he's like, bet I'll ice the game here. He's like,
well, he didn't take it. He didn't take it.
But after the game, he's like, I got to get you your money. And Paolo tweet out like a little receipts type of emoji. So he lost a bet for 25K, bricking both free throws, airballed a dunk, which is very impressive to do. In the second game, he got rim stuffed by one. And then he hit the game-winning bucket. So that was kind of the Benedict Mathurin experience in that game. And actually, very funny because he was on his team. Chet liked that tweet. So clearly Chet was aware of the antics going on with Benedict Mathurin throughout that game.
That's hilarious.
Shout out Chet and Dub. I thought they were conspiring. They was about to jump in on the post-game interview for a second.
Me too. I saw them like kind of
I was waiting for them to start barking.
I thought they were going to start barking at Benedict Mathurin.
J-Dub with his like towel over his head. I was like, oh, he's going to do it. And he didn't do it.
Yeah. He's going to bark.
Bark. I had my phone ready for the bark.
I thought they were going to start barking at Benedict Mathurin, but they didn't. They held back for All-Star weekend, but you know, maybe next year we get them in the All-Star game. They do a post-game interview and start barking. That'd be great.
If Shea has a post-game interview in the All-Star game, like, we need the barks. We need the barks. They, even though they're not playing, mm-hmm. even though J-Dub and Chet are not playing, I just need them to like pull up behind Shea.
They might save that for the media room, not necessarily out there on the court, because you know all the All-Stars are out there, and you don't want these non-All-Stars to come barging in.
I don't care, dude.
I don't care either, but
I could see a world.
Remember
last year where they're like, I think it was Dub was like tweeting from like the sideline, like when Shea was in the All-Star, like pictures and stuff, like, oh, I'm like his biggest fan kind of thing. I could see something like that with him and you know, Chet out there in the crowd, probably out there supporting him in queso.
I love that major evil Kermit meme vibes.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. God. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. We have one more Twitter question. I thought we had somebody. I know it was Alex Bowler, Jack. He said, how do we feel about Chet trying to dribble in the Rising Stars game? Chet was wilding a little bit. Rising Stars game. Threw a few errant passes, like heat-seeking missiles, on some lob attempts. So I think Chet's been on the play finishing end a little bit too much this year. Well, a little bit out of his bag recently. Although he has had some pretty nice passes. I remember one he had to a cutting dub like 3 or 4 games ago. I was like, okay, that was a dime.
Yeah, anyway. there were a number of lobs that from everybody that just did not connect tonight in the Rising Stars game. I understand now how Spurs fans feel sometimes when Sochan is out there running the point, because there were a couple of times where I was like, he had one like behind the back pass that just went straight to the other team. I was like, what is going on? Like, what are we doing? That was when it started off 9-0. So,
did y'all see that video where they was talking? Yeah, they was talking to Brandon Przemski, and he was like, I don't feel like you can really mess up a lob to Wimby, and it just pans over to Jeremy Sochan.
And he like kind of does like a little half-hearted nod, and he quote tweeted that later and was like, "They got me."
It's rough, man. It's rough. All right, so at Sarah Rebuild, shout out Sarah Sellers, friend of the pod. Under a milli? Is that what it says? Yeah, over or under a milli. They missed out on by not making Dub Rising Star jerseys. Yeah, like why did they put Rising Star jerseys for sale, man? Like. I really like the design of those, man.
I mean, I'd buy one on the, you know, I'd buy one at the NBA store, NBA.com store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't have those. I feel like that's just a free, like, money print glitch that they have that they're just not accessing. Like, imagine how much, like, Wemby Rising Stars jerseys would probably sell. It would be crazy. Like a Chet one, a Dub one, I might consider getting both those, because those are like, it's like the first big moment for guys. I remember looking for so long for a Shea Rising Stars jersey, because they sold a few of them. But
the purple one.
Like, I really wanted that one, because that one was super clean. And a lot of time the Rising Stars jerseys are like better than the All-Star ones. I think this year the All-Star jerseys are sick, but there have been a lot of years where the Rising Stars ones are just better, and it's like, why don't you sell those too? So,
Cone, what do the All-Star jerseys look like?
All-Star jerseys? Let's see. So, the one that Shea's wearing looks like this.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like this.
Okay.
It's for that visual aid.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's red. Huh. It's pretty cool.
They look like Kobe's high school jerseys.
It does kind of look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got the pinstripes to it and everything like that. As you'll notice here, this is number 2, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, future MVP of the league.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely beautiful.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. The other ones I think is just blue in that. So.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing cooler would be if the Thunder actually sent that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like that'd
be anything crazy.
No. Maybe some other day, Alex. Maybe a different day.
Michael Clampett skill with the comments. They couldn't produce Rising Stars jerseys because they lost all that money on Tatum sneaker free league pass.
Yeah, what a glitch, by the way. That was awesome.
Hey, and one more thing. So going back to the question on Shea, I believe, you know, OSU trade Deuce 3-2. What's his name will not allow Shea to win MVP this year.
Chris Finch.
Chris Finch. Yeah. He will not allow that.
He's a hater. Honestly, I should have picked Anthony Edwards. I completely forgot that Chris Finch was the head coach.
And could be Cat.
I could see
Anthony Edwards is not even close to the. He's let's see. Better Online has him as. Oh no, he's the same as Shea right now. He's +1,000.
Ah,
that makes sense.
Continue with the narrative. Let's go.
There's a conspiracy.
Interesting. Brewing. Interesting.
Why was he?
Why do they have? Why do they have him with that odds?
What do they know?
Yeah, getting back to the question here from Sarah, she added on, speaking of new shirts, did you guys drop the new one yet? No, the answer is no. Alex has a great model shirt for us. It's got the design on it.
We need to do that bad.
Yes, we are working on finding a site that provides quality product at a good price that allows us to put out the shirt that we love, that we know you will love. So I am in the thick of that search, and we will update you on that as soon as possible. We have winners from the Top of Thunder giveaway who's going to get shirts. Haven't forgot about you. Have your names, have your information. That's all coming, but we've got to find somewhere to get the shirts out first. So,
yeah,
it is coming. It is coming.
We got y'all
in the works.
And I believe, fellas, that's going to be it for the pod. Pretty solid podcast, if I do say
good stuff.
I never good thought stuff. that a Rising Stars game and a celebrity game would go for an hour and 15 minutes, but hey, here we are.
Good stuff.
We did a draft.
Yeah, that's true.
We mixed in a draft in there.
And a couple Twitter questions. So there you go, man. Hey, time flies when you're having fun. So I want to thank everybody that tuned in and that is listening, that is in the comment section as well. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe, like the video, leave a comment. Comment who you think the All-Star Game MVP is going to be. Hit the little bell so you get notified every time we go live. Theoretically, I heard that's not a foolproof method, but it should help. Also, if you are listening on audio forums, subscribe anywhere that you listen to your podcast. If it's a five-star rating, positive review, we would definitely appreciate that. And until next time, on behalf of myself, Matt Tierney, Alex Roy, Connor, last name redacted, y'all have a great night. God bless. Hoop when you can. And as always,
Thunder up.
Thunder up. Thunder up.
I paid my light bill.
Thank you for listening to the Top of Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a five-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.